heart driven by the finer things. I see more than materials and wealth. What have you got to give to me? What I don't already give myself. You are driven by it. Welcome to a brand new episode of Illuminated Disclaimer. Sydney here. Hope that you're doing very well. And I hope that you're having profound new ways of finding the right illumination for you. So with a new Illuminated Disclaimer, I want to bring out a new words of appreciation, because I truly appreciate you, and I appreciate everyone who walks this green earth. And today I just want to talk about various things, but I'll keep it short and to the point. I did some introspection and I realized that maybe I didn't speak to the right people in the right type of way. I was more emotive than I should have been, and I let things like anger control me. And I'm saying this because I know that we live in a world now where everything is so tense and so stressful. We spend a lot of time dwelling in negative frequencies and oscillations such as fear, anger, jealousy, and hatred. And when that happens, you tend to not see sense if you get angry at what somebody's saying. And I realized to myself that I was getting very angry without understanding what the other person was saying. And I realized that we were both losing that situation, because if I get angry, ultimately I need to see why I'm getting angry. I can say to anybody in this world anything, and they can see it as positivity, or they can see it as a criticism. And even if people have my well wishes at heart, if I don't like the way they're saying it, then I can get more negative and angry as a result. I can lash out. But one thing I've learned is I need to moderate everything that I listen to. So if somebody tells me something, I need to think, do they mean it to hurt me, or do they mean it to empower me? Because a lot of people criticize, but they criticize because from their point of view, they can see that you can do things better. So fear-based mindset or love-based mindset. The second thing I realized is, if I am upset by what someone said, is it right to show emotions to them, or would I make it worse? And I realized 9 times out of 10, if I show anger, then I'm losing, because I feel that anger, I harbor that anger, and I also spread that anger to someone else. Most of the time I should even show anger, to be honest with you. Like, ideally, I'm only saying 9 times out of 10, because there might be the odd time where you need to express yourself. But usually, just moderate before you show that anger, because that anger can backfire on you. I also realized that although people might not like what you're saying, and you might not be friends with people over some things in the past, you need to forgive yourself. You might start dwelling on the times you did your friends wrong, or you argue over little things and you don't talk anymore. But you need to realize that that was something that happened in the past, and it doesn't define who you are in this present moment of time. So please, I would say, if you truly want to heal within, learn the subtle act of forgiveness. Everything that you've done in the past, you are learning, you're becoming a teacher in your own right. Don't take these things and think that you're a failure because of these things. Use these things to teach you, and use them as a tool to become a better you, to become a more empowering you, to make sure that you don't make mistakes that you made in the past. Because you have it in you, I have it in me. And we have a duty and the obligation to Gaia, to make sure that we make the world better, and not in regards of climate change and cleaning up after ourselves, but by bringing the resonant harmony frequencies and oscillations higher. And how do we do that? We show more love, we show more empowerment, we show more enthusiasm, we show more joy, we show more enlightenment. And how we do that? We need to learn ourselves and appreciate ourselves regardless of what we've done. So, that has been a new episode of Words of Appreciation. I have been Sydney, this has been Illuminated Disclaimer. Thank you so much for listening and watching, and hope to see you very soon. And until then, please keep on finding new ways to illuminate your heart.